Adarniya Dadaji, Namaste everyone. My name is Raghak Maharana. Today my speech topic is The Value of Values. Let me start with a short story. A farmer had a dog. The dog used to sit by the roadside waiting for some vehicles to come around. As soon as a vehicle comes, he would run down the road, barking and trying to catch it. One day, a neighbor asked the farmer, "Do you think your dog is ever going to catch a car?" The farmer replied, "That is not what bothers me. What bothers me is that what he would do if he ever caught one." Many people in life behave exactly like that dog, who are chasing the meaningless goals. Albert Einstein has quoted, "We must not try to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value." While success is a result of our physical and mental skills, values are actually our spiritual skills. We cannot see or touch the values, but they are as real as any other physical objects. Our values shape our lives. We all have some values that influence our day-to-day actions and decisions. Swami Vivekananda has said that it is good and very grand to conquer our external nature, but grander still to conquer our internal nature. Ashoka, the great emperor of India, after winning the war, and even though he was successful, he found no values in his success and became a Buddhist. Maharana Pratap took oath that as long as his motherland was still under the clutches of the Mughals, he would not have food in gold and silver plates, he would not sleep on a bed, and will not stay in the palace. Instead, he will eat food on a leaf platter, sleep on the ground, and stay in a hut. Maharana Pratap was unable to free his motherland from Mughals till his death. But today we know Maharana Pratap not because he was ever successful, but because of his principles and values, that motherland is superior than heaven, and he never compromised with his values. Success or failures are meaningless if what such values are related. Who else could be a better example of the man of values than Swami Dayanand Saraswati? He struggled throughout his life for his values. He was criticized, tortured, poisoned, and was never appreciated for his values during his lifetime. In his book, The Value of Values, Swami Dayanand Saraswati writes that people are split with fears, regrets, and guilt after achieving success by compromising on moral, ethical, and spiritual values, and they never feel good and enjoy such success. So we must not strive to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value. Thank you very much for listening. Namaste.